AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Three generations of one family are killed in a house fire in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania State Police say 10 people, 7 adults and 3 children, have been confirmed dead after an early morning house fire in Nescopeck, Pennsylvania. Harold Baker, a Nescopeck volunteer firefighter who responded to the scene, told the Citizens Voice newspaper of Wilkes-Barre that the victims expected to eventually be found were members of his family, including his son, daughter, father-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, 3 grandchildren, and 2 other relatives. The fire was reported around 2:30 a.m. One person was found dead inside the house shortly after emergency responders arrived, and 2 other victims were found later in the morning. Authorities say a criminal investigation is underway. I'm Mike Gracia.
Senate Democrats trimmed part of their proposed minimum tax on big companies and made other changes to an economic bill that will be acted on this weekend. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Democratic-led Senate is delivering historic climate change legislation. We're delivering lower prices on prescription drugs. We're delivering lower energy costs, including your electric bill going down. And we're delivering on deficit reduction, as well as tax fairness. This is a very, very, very big deal.
The measure is sure to face unanimous Republican opposition in the 50-50 Senate, where the backing of all Democrats will be needed for passage, along with Vice President Kamala Harris' tie-breaking vote. If it passes, the House is expected to act next Friday. A 33-year-old man driving drunk without a valid license drove a Chevy Tahoe through a parade celebrating Native American culture in Gallup, New Mexico last night. 15 people, including 2 police officers, were injured, most of the injuries minor. Jeff Irving's blood alcohol content 3 times the legal limit. His license had been revoked or suspended. This is AP News. A stunning number of jobs added last month despite inflation and recession fears. Here's Sagar Magani.
528,000 jobs.
Here at the White House, President Biden is celebrating, and many economists are surprised after employers added more than double the jobs predicted. It was the best hiring month since February. The economy has now recovered all 22 million jobs lost in the pandemic's early days, and the unemployment rate is down to 3.5%, matching a more than 50-year low. For now, Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says one debate is over.
The recession clock hasn't started ticking yet.
The economy did contract in 2 straight quarters, a common but informal definition of a recession. Some economists say with the Federal Reserve likely to keep boosting interest rates in a bid to ease inflation, a recession may be coming.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.